Must you?
Must you, darling?
Pinky looked up from her bowl of cereal. She wasn't quite sure what she had done to elicit such a reaction from her breakfast partner, but the great thing about the question posed to her was that it didn't necessarily mean something negative. Maybe Rarity was just curious.
Must I what?
Pinky asked through a mouthful of ultra-frosted Frostios. She didn't even have to look at Rarity's face to know what expression she wore, although she did anyway, since Rarity's face was very nice to look at, and quickly covered her mouth, swallowing its contents.
Oh, sorry. I know you don't like it when I talk with food in my mouth, but I didn't want to be rude and not answer your question. So I guess I was rude in a different way instead. Oopsie.
Rarity's expression softened, and she reached across the table to pat her partner's hoof. It was hard to stay annoyed at Pinky.
It's okay, dear.
Rarity said.
I'm certain I could have been patient enough to wait until you were done, but I appreciate the desire to not leave me in the lurch.
Lurch is a funny word.
Pinky offered, grinning a tiny little grin as she perked back up.
I guess it is.
Rarity responded, almost unconsciously mirroring Pinky's grin.
We'll add it to the list then.
Pinky clapped her hooves eagerly, as Rarity unrolled their scroll of funny words, sliding out of her chair so she could peer over Rarity's shoulder as she wrote their newest one down. Funny words were even funnier when written in Rarity's flawless penmanship. Something about the word tizzy displayed in such a flowery font tickled her in one of her favorite ways. Not her most favorite way, though. Only Rarity was allowed to tickle her like that.
And there we are.
Rarity stated as she rolled the scroll up once more.
Lurch, a lovely addition.
Totally!
Pinky replied, holding one foreleg in the air. She beamed as Rarity immediately picked up her cue and gave her an enthusiastic high hoof. Then it was stripped back to her chair, as she had left her breakfast unattended and undevoured for far too long. And as it would turn out, the devouring would have to wait even longer as a familiar thought swirled up in her pink little head.
So, what must I?
Pinky asked.
Pardon?
Rarity asked, before shaking her head quickly.
Oh, I'd completely forgotten.
Gosh, yours, I'm usually the one that forgets things so quickly.
Pinky teased.
Maybe I'm rubbing off on you more than I thought.
Oh, more than you know.
Rarity responded.
I was distracted thinking about something that you'd done the other day while I was heading to the spa, and it wasn't until I noticed the stares from the ponies on the street that I realized that I'd been pranking just like you do.
Pinky burst into laughter to the surprise of no pony. The visual was so entertaining that she didn't even have time to comment on how pranking was also a funny word. Not that it would have mattered if she had, it was already on the list.
I wish I could have seen that!
Pinky said between giggles, her mirth only amplified by the combination of a blush and an embarrassed smile on Rarity's face.
Well, I suppose I could demonstrate if it would please the lady.
Rarity mused. She didn't even wait for a response. Waiting was entirely unnecessary when one knew the other well enough to know how she would respond. Her breakfast temporarily forgotten, Rarity rose through hooves perfectly primped and polished, almost in spite of what she was about to do, and began to bounce around the room.
I believe it looked something like this!
Rarity shouted as she rocketed past Pinky, who was now in hysterics on the floor.
Am I doing it right, darling? Is this a proper prank?
Pinky made a feeble attempt at an answer, but it wasn't meant to be. Her usual loquaciousness caused words to flow like water from her muzzle, but this laughter was simply impermeable. A quartet of alabaster hooves landed at her side, and Rarity soon joined in the laughter as she hugged her silly pink partner.
Thank you for the approval, darling.
Rarity said, giving Pinky a kiss on the cheek. It was salty, but tears of laughter often did that to a cheek.
It means the world to me.
The happy little sigh from Pinky tugged at Rarity's heart, and the organ deftly fought off attacks from her brain, which was frantically trying to remind her that she was currently laying on a dirty floor.
You know that I approve of just about everything that you do.
Pinky said, the earlier uproarious laughter calming into a gentle giggle as she nuzzled her recently kissed cheek against Rarity's.
Oh, just about everything?
Rarity asked, a coy grin crossing her face.
What might I have done that you disapproved of then?
You made vanilla cupcakes the other day when I really wanted chocolate.
Pinky replied matter-of-factly. Rarity raised a brow, giving her partner a bemused smirk.
Oh, really?
Rarity replied.
And you didn't like the 7 of them that you ate?
I liked them!
Pinky responded quickly.
I was just hoping for chocolate. Well, that's good enough that my largest indiscretion against you was a mixing up of cupcake flavors.
Rarity said.
You also snore.
Pinky told her.
What?
Rarity stammered, quickly rising to her hooves.
Pinky, you snore as well.
Well, I know.
Pinky said, opting to roll over onto her back rather than stand.
But I snored a C and yours is more of an E flat. And I guess that would be fine if we also had another pony snoring at a G, because then that would make a good minor chord. But I didn't really think that you'd be okay with inviting a third pony to—
You're annoyed that our snores don't harmonize?
Rhodey exclaimed.
I never said annoyed, silly.
Pinky insisted, crossing her forelegs over her chest.
You asked me what I didn't approve of, but it's way too small of a thing for me to get annoyed about.
I suppose that makes sense?
Rhodey responded.
Yeah, it sure does.
Pinky said, launching herself up to a standing position in a manner that probably shouldn't have been physically possible for any pony that wasn't Pinkie Pie.
I love you too much to get annoyed by something really small that doesn't mean anything in the long run.
With that, the pink pony planted a rump back on the chair and munched down another spoonful of cereal, stopping midway to look at the love of her life.
So, one more try.
Rarity stared back at Pinky. She was crunching her cereal so loudly again, the exact thing that had caused her to pause earlier. For the briefest of moments, she considered bringing it back up. But as she stared back into those baby blue eyes and thought about their conversation, though...
You know what? It doesn't mean anything in the long run.
Little things always come up in life, good and bad. Paying attention to the little things that are negative, just shrug it off. But some of the little things that are good, keep on to for a little while. That's why I like some of these short stories. They offer a new lesson to learn, or just reinforce something that you already know. Anywho, let's get on to our heartwarming donators. Top donators are 630, J10Man, Darkside, Only One Thing, Dash of Evergreen, and Saru Orion. Raiden, Narwhals, Black Moon Heart, Pastel Skies, Austin Rollins, Stu Heck, Sword Brother and Mortred, Omicron Lyrae, Will Chris, Twinkie Hadzaza, Ride Soul, Iron Sky, Badass Waffle, and many more fantastic people. Thank you all so much for watching this video and live life to the fullest.